Today marks the end of a tight and bitter runoff race between Democratic U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker in Georgia. These days, one of the most closely watched swing states in the country. And to clarify, the outcome of the race will decide if Democrats control a tied 50-50 Senate or have a 51-seat majority. And I misspoke earlier and said Republicans. Laura Barrón-López joins me now to discuss what to watch as the polls close in the next hour. And Laura, I do want to emphasize this is about what happens with the Democrats. They're going to have the majority regardless. That's right. So you were in Georgia just last week. You spent several days there. You watched the campaigns, both candidates in these closing days. Tell us about their final messages.
So one of the biggest things that's loomed over this race, the general and the runoff, is Herschel Walker's scandals and competency and character. And both of the candidates, Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock, were asked about character and competency today in their stops in Georgia.
Georgia voting. Right now, I put my character against Raphael Warnock any day, because right now, Georgia is looking for a senator that's going to speak for them. Raphael Warnock has not spoken for Georgia. Everyone knows that.
Georgia is better than Herschel Walker.
Amen.
That's it. I'm not talking about his humanity. I'm talking about his fitness to serve. Georgia is better than that.
Warnock has repeatedly questioned Walker's fitness to serve due to a lot of these scandals, whether it's the allegations of domestic abuse as well as the allegations that Walker paid for abortions for ex-partners. But separately on the stump, their speeches are very different. Walker has been much more focused on cultural issues. He's talked a lot about his message has been very anti-transgender athletes, and he asks on the stump speech regularly, what are pronouns? I don't know what pronouns are, clearly referring to gender identity, and Democrats saying that correct pronouns should be used for people that want to use them in gender identity. By contrast, Warnock has really focused on healthcare. He's focused on saying that he thinks that Georgia should expand Medicaid. And he's also talked a lot about access to abortion, again, making that a very big issue in the final days.
And Laura, you were telling us that during these final days, both of these candidates have relied on high-profile figures to be out on the trail campaigning with them. What kind of an effect has that had?
So the difference between the general election and now the runoff for Walker is that this time around, he had the support of Republican Governor Brian Kemp. Kemp did not give him a full-throated endorsement in the general election this time around, trying to help Walker get those 200,000 voters that voted for Kemp but not for Walker in the general election, as well as some 81,000 libertarians that voted for a libertarian candidate in the general election. Now, Warnock had former President Barack Obama come out in the final days, really trying to boost Democratic turnout as much as possible, again, among key groups like Black voters, young voters, Asian Americans, to try to tell them that, look, I know Warnock has said, I've asked you, this would be the fourth time to vote for me in about 2 years, but I'm going to ask you to do it again. Notably, President Trump did not go physically to Georgia this time around the way he did in the general election. He held a tele-rally for Walker last night. And also, President Joe Biden did not go to Georgia. He had long said he would do whatever was necessary to help Warnock, even if that meant staying away.
Something else to ask you about, and that is, we know that the length of this runoff election is, what, 28 days? That's, what, less than half of what we saw in the last election, big runoff in Georgia a couple of years ago. What effect has that shortened time frame had?
So it has had an effect because ultimately, one, the runoff was a lot shorter this time around, about cut in half, which meant that last time in the 2021 runoff, candidates were able to register more new voters. This time around, they weren't able to register any new voters for the runoff. They had only 1 week of early voting instead of 3 weeks, and also it reduced the number of drop boxes. Now, the Secretary of State's office today was saying that they feel as though that law did not restrict voters' ability to cast their ballot in any way, and they argue that the long lines, which we have seen in the early vote, not as much today, ultimately made it so that the long lines were a reflection of the fact that it wasn't voter suppression. Another big thing coming out of the Secretary of State's office today was them saying that they are trying to tell counties, don't send us all of your vote totals at the end of the night all at once. When you've counted votes, send them in, because they're trying to dispel any conspiracy theories about the election being rigged.
big stakes in this election, even though we know Democrats will control the Senate. Either way, that one vote can make a big difference. Laura Barrón-López, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And you can find up-to-the-minute election results for Georgia's runoff. That's online at pbs.org/newshour. Keep your eye on it tonight.